You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm pleased to be joined with Andy Harrison with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Now, Andy, your role with the BGCO is Falls Creek Program Director and Student Ministry Specialist. We want to thank you for coming on the broadcast today.
Oh, glad to do it, Brian. Glad to be with you.
Now, students are bombarded with technology and messages every day of their lives, wooing them to take a certain path in life. And there's a new emphasis coming to Oklahoma that I wanted our listeners to hear about called Project Love. Could you talk about what it is, its intent, and its thrust?
Sure. For several years now, probably more than 15, True Love Waits has been around. And of course, one of the great things about True Love Waits is it's been emphasizing with students the need to walk in purity and having them commit to do so, even having ceremonies where they would be with their parents and commit to do that, fill out a card, maybe receive a purity ring or that kind of thing. And then we've seen over the years that that actually has curtailed students becoming involved in sexual activity. They delay any kind of activity because of the commitments they make there in True Love Waits. Well, that's significant. And we don't want to ever lose focus on that, because the truth is, when Scripture says there's no temptation such as common to man, and goes on to talk about how that we're provided a way out of those situations, it's saying that there are some temptations that are common to man. And this temptation, as far as sexual purity and walking in integrity, is common to all of us. And our students really are getting destroyed right and left and making poor decisions in this area. So we wanted to reemphasize the whole idea of love. Because they kind of have a very skewed picture of what real love, what true love is, based on what they see, especially in the media. If they think that guy who gets to the end of The Bachelor is really in love with that girl, if that's your picture of love, they have a warped picture of love. So right. Project Love is all about giving them the broad spectrum, and it's really about three things: helping them to have a primary relationship with God. Loving Him, loving God, and then to have healthy relationships with friends and families, and then be able to have pure relationships with those they date. So it's broader than the True Love Waits message, but obviously that's a foundational point of it, because we want students to walk in purity.
Now, as a parent and someone who observes the culture, I'm surely increasingly alarmed about the messages sent to our young people. Are we finding any good results, young people responding, hey, I see that this is God's best for me?
Sure. Our students, when they make a commitment to walk in purity, they're finding that they're not really trying to avoid something, Brian. What they're doing is they're making a commitment to something.
Yes.
And it changes their perspective. It changes how they walk in terms of all their relationships, how they carry themselves, how they understand what true love is supposed to look like. And so we see them being influencers on others when they choose to walk according to what God's Word says.
Excellent. C.S. Lewis said, you know, chastity is the most unpopular Christian virtue. A lot of students, apart from efforts like this in their home church, may not be hearing a message of right relationships, in pure relationships. Could you talk about some of the activities that you have planned, or curriculum, and how the churches might be involved?
Sure. One of the things is that annually we want to have what we call a statewide rally. We realize that it's done on a Wednesday night, and probably people who are only within about 70 miles or so of Oklahoma City are probably going to do that. We have it in Oklahoma City because it's a central location in our state. And this year, we're going to have that rally at Quail Springs Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. And that's on April the 17th. And it's a Wednesday night, hour and a half service. We've got a special program where we're going to meet with students. And it's going to be really the worship part of it. We're just going to do a couple of songs just to kind of start things out and get us all together and focused right. And then we're going to go right into the content of the message. And in this rally, what we're going to do is we're going to emphasize those three relationships we talked about: the one that we should have with primacy with God, and then obviously being able to learn how to have good friendships before we ever jump into this thing called dating, and then how to walk in purity in terms of our dating relationships. And so that's one of the aspects. And we want to be able to take what we do in this rally, this annual event, and actually be able to take it out on the road and do some things in areas for people, so that they don't just have to, if they miss this rally, they miss it. We want to do that. But we also are going to be be constructing curriculum pieces for parents that'll help them and how to raise their child in purity and in integrity. We'll have student pieces as well. And we're going to provide pieces for youth pastors so that they can do like a four-week series on all of these things. So we're trying to get at as many tools in people's hands as possible in order to keep this message in front of youth leaders, parents, and their students.
Andy, do you view this as a winnable battle or where we can make great strides?
That's a difficult question, Brian. Winnable battle? Like I said, there's some temptations that are just common to us, and it's always going to be a battle. Yes. Until such time as Jesus returns, this is going to be a battle in the hearts and lives of students. Satan has forged it into a formidable weapon and continues to do so. And it's a great point of destruction for so many students in making poor decisions right here. And what happens is this. They set up their spiritual life on this premise that if I do everything but this— and it may be like that, maybe having sex with someone. As long as I don't do that, then I'm okay. And then they fall in that area and they think, I can never be what I once was. And Satan has them right where he wants them, destroyed and distraught and feeling like they can never be pure or right or good with God ever again. And so we need to be able to teach them how to walk in purity. But whenever they fall to temptation, that God is a gracious, loving, and forgiving God. Mm-hmm. And then he says, get up, dust yourself off. We're going to make this right. We're going to go again, and I will restore you. And not to give up. So the battle will always be there. We just got to change the tone of it and the hearts and lives of as many students as we possibly can.
That's well said. And something I especially love is, you're right, this isn't just what we're against or a list of don't do this. It's a positive vision and what it can do in their lives. Are there resources on the website that churches or pastors or people hearing this could check out?
There will be shortly as far as Project Love. It's still so new in its development. There's going to be, we'll have those things, and it'll be a free download on our website. There will be other pieces that will be available that'll be for a small cost. One of the people who's partnered with us on this is Paul Abner with Worth the Wait Ministries, and mm-hmm. Paul will be setting up at each of our events when we go around and do things, and so that leaders can purchase things from him. Some of those will be things that come with a little bit of a price on them. But like right now, there's a ton of resources and things for True Love Waits. And that's just simple as going to lifeway.com/True Love Waits. And basically, you'll find all those things there that True Love Waits has to offer as curriculum pieces in terms of purity.
Fantastic. So we're talking April 17th, this rally
right
in Oklahoma City, and there will be a connected event perhaps the very next day.
Yeah, let me tell a little more about the rally. Is, you know, I've talked about kind of the structure of it. I'm going to be speaking at that. We'll be talking about that primacy relationship with God. Todd Sanders, who's also here at the Baptist General Commission of Oklahoma, is going to be talking about those healthy relationships. And then a guy named Chris Spradlin's going to be our keynote speaker. He's talking to students about walking in purity, and he's with EpicParent.tv. You can find that online, and speaks about this to parents a lot, and is loving the fact that we've talked to him about coming talking to students on this level. And so he's a local guy and is a great communicator on this particular subject. And the next day, on the 18th, there's going to be an event at the state capitol. We're going to ask leaders to come, and we're going to have more information about that and the details of it all online on our Scopus website. It's scopus.org/Project Love. Just look for more details on there. We'll have a little more information and detail about what exactly we're going to do at that Capitol rally on the 18th that day.
Fantastic, Andy. We're talking about Project Love, an emphasis for students here in Oklahoma that will have a ripple effect, we hope, throughout the country. We've been talking to Andy Harrison, who is BGCO Falls Creek Program Director and Student Ministry Specialist. Andy, thank you for taking time to unpack some of this. And once the ball really gets rolling on this, let's do it again.
You bet. I'm glad to talk to you again, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.